Aloha Tribe, this is Virtual Sim Podcast, and this is episode 4. Let's go ahead and get into a comfortable space. So go ahead and allow your eyelids, heavier clothes. Slow breath in through your nose. And open your mouth, let it go. Breathe into your stomach, breathe into your chest, breathe into your throat. Open your jaw, sigh it out. Breath once more, just like that. Breathe from your toes all the way up to your ears. Let it out. And right away, begin to root down, 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 down. Visualize and grow your roots and your cords down to the core of the earth. Down through the grass, the soil. Down, 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 down. Continue to visually see these roots, these cords grow down deep into the earth. So you feel a sense of weight, grounding, earthing, connection deep down. Begin to breathe in that energy from the core of the earth. And once more, let it go. So, last night I went out to go support a friend who went to go-go dancing for the first time. And I was excited and proud of him to step into that endeavor. And so we went to Flux Nightclub in Las Vegas, and it was cool to support him and another mutual friend, and decided that they wanted to go out after, and I was open to it. Don't usually go out, and just thought I'd go and experience. Needless to say, stop, buddy. My intuition was telling me not to, and so I sent it some energy, some love, and I said, no, it'll be okay. So go to Piranha Nightclub and watch some drag shows and the music, and it was enjoyable. And at one point I went to go use the restroom, left my friends, and was headed back to meet up with them. I walked past these two guys who were taking selfies, drinking, and I had noticed them earlier in the night as well. And as I turned to go right, this tall gentleman, his drink falls down to the ground and shatters. And I look at them right away and say, I didn't do that. That was my instant reaction. I didn't think of anything else other than trying to get to my friends. And this man starts screaming and yelling and says, "You did that. You need to say sorry." Mind you, he's screaming and flailing his arms, and here I am just putting my hands up and just kind of just protecting myself and leaning back and so confused of what's even happening. And I just keep saying, "I didn't do that. I'm shaking at this point." And he's spitting in my face. He grabs my necklace. He starts choking me, pushes me up against the wall. And then he says, "I have a witness," and some other guy. He's like, "I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. The glass fell, but I don't know." And he just acts like he didn't see anything. And mind you too, there's all these other people watching that didn't bother to step in or say anything, or it's just an experience I've never gone through before. And it replayed a time in my life when I was younger in San Jose, California, and I was playing games, video games, in the garage, and had the garage open, and went inside to get some food. And when I went back outside, these two gentlemen had me at gunpoint. And for some reason, that triggered that experience, and just trembling and I not knowing what to do. And so going back to the experience this morning, back to this gentleman who is and screaming, spitting, and choking me and pushing me up against the wall, I didn't know what to do. I was just shaking, I was scared, and I genuinely did not know what to do. And he goes, you need to buy me a drink, you need to buy me a drink, and you need to pay for that. And that was crossing my mind was, okay, just head to the bar, just go figure out what to do. As we were walking towards the bar, these two guys walk in front of me and kind of look like they were trying to help me, or they were aware of something was going down. But I was such in a state of, I don't know what's going on. And I'm shooken up, and the music is loud. There's so many people around. I didn't know what I was doing. So I get to the bar, and the guy who assaulted me starts telling the bartender, like, "I need a drink." And I tell the bartender, "This guy is claiming that I broke his drink and spilled his drink and so forth." And the bartender just gives me a drink and says $10. So it's just, here I am thinking I am safe in a gay establishment, and literally fearing for my life, not knowing what I'm doing. And so I get the drink, or rather I pay for the drink, and I walk away. And I see these women who I was dancing earlier with in the Latin side of the club, and was just having a blast with. And before I had left them, I give them a huge hug, and was just like, it was just so fun dancing with them. they had asked, hey, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm really shooken up. I was just assaulted by that guy over there. And they're like, oh my gosh, honey, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, and so she took my hand, she gave me a hug, she's like, it's okay, everything's gonna be okay. You should really go report this to the security. And so these group of women and one guy, like, helped me out to go talk to security and so forth. And at that point, they brought me to security, and then they left. And at that point, I decided to text my friends and Kurt, and I think it was already like 2 or 3 a.m. at this point. And my friends show up and say what's going on and so forth. I was like, I was just assaulted. I don't know what I'm doing. They said they're gonna watch the video camera before they make any decisions. And the security said it's gonna be a while, and that we can't call the cops, but if you want to call the cops, you have to do it on yourself. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I was thinking. I didn't know what I was feeling. I just was so shooken up that here I am in this gay club again, thinking I'm safe, and music blaring, people all around me just watching. And I cannot tell you how little I felt. And I was standing there with my palms just on my thighs, as if I saw myself like as a kid again, like being yelled at by my dad for something. And I didn't know. Well, as this is so raw and fresh, and I appreciate you all listening, and today's reading is coming from Cosmic Reading Cards, Activation Cards for the Soul by Nari Anastasia. The card that comes up is 29. 2 is balance, and 9 is karmic completion. And together, they generate the number 11. And that 11 again comes to 2-2 in balance. And for me, 11 is the next level of ascension and direction and messages. And on this card, it says shine. And it's this galactic being who is shining their face and their body up above to the sky as these swirls, almost like peacock feathers, are surrounded by this galactic being, long hair, white energy taking from the earth and then from through their entire body, and surrounding these green, bluish yellow, peacock feather looking swirls are all this black and red and indigo. So for me, looking at this card, I see the light and the power and the guidance that's surrounded by this being. And even though there is darkness and a sense of insecurity, or rather a feeling of not security, there's protection within itself. So 29, shine. So let's go ahead and take a slow breath in through our nose. An open mouth, exhale. Shine, for you are not only light on your path, but the path of others around you. Spirit encourages you to shine your extraordinary radiant light. You have traveled a long road full of experiences that consisted of reservations and certain uncertainty of self. Now you find yourself inspired, motivated, and ignited with a sense of purpose and passion. Limitations of the mind that once kept you bound have been released, and you are now ready to take the next step. It is time, dear one, to follow your heart's true calling and sing your unique song. Spirit thanks you for having the courage to step away from the crowd despite the caution of the mind. The more you build on your creative passion, the brighter your light will shine. Not only will your surroundings transform to reflect your increasing vibration, but many around you will be inspired by your achievements and personal growth. Just by following your heart and doing what you love best, you will assist humanity in raising its planetary light. Some may become envious of your accomplishments and success, but don't feel obliged to turn your lights low to appease the discontent in them. Keep shining, for soon they too will be inspired by your luminous glow. A strong current is propelling you forward in a positive direction steered by the heart. A path that is driven by the heart is a soul that is limitless and fruitful. Have fun during this wonderful time and express your beautiful soul for the world to see. You deserve it. This message and chakra is associated with the sacral chakra. So let's go ahead and drop into our sacral and step into this prayer. Great Spirit, I thank you for the clarity, insight, and direction I have in my life. I am grateful for this wonderful opportunity to share my unique light with the world. Great Spirit, I thank you for the clarity, insight, and direction I have in my life. I am grateful for this wonderful opportunity to share my unique light with the world. Great Spirit, I thank you for the clarity, insight, and direction I have in my life. I am grateful for this wonderful opportunity to share my unique light with the world. Shine, shine, shine. Shine, for you not only light your path, but the path of others around you. Shine, for you not only light your path, but the path of others around you. Shine. For you not only light your path, but the path of others around you. Wild Tribe, thank you for listening, and Virgil, thank you for listening and taking the time to speak your truth. I will see you all very soon. Mahalo, mahalo, pura vida.